CNR Online.
Northern Soul Show. Soul Show. Soul Show.
CNR Online.
Down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman.
Inside the snake.
Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night as soon as she arrived. Now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman.
Inside the snake.
Clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't have brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman.
Inside the snake.
I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Ah, oh, shut up, silly woman, say that a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman.
Inside the snake.
About it, people talk about it, and you want to go, you listen to the records, and you come down, and you go inside, and you see people dancing, and you've never seen dancers like it. It's quite a large building. It was a large building, obviously, to house the amount of people that actually went in. And like, you'd have 2,000 people in on a busy night. The walls were just running with condensation. The heat was so intense, there was that many people inside.
Another pool, baby, hurting inside. That was it. That was the last night at Wigan you've just had last week, Mike, and there was no next week. Well, I wouldn't know what to do. It'd be like instant nostalgia. That would be it. You'd think, God, I'm going to be looking back for the rest of my life.
Thank you. o'clock on Sunday morning, the 24th of September, 1973. We've parked the car on Station Road outside the cinema and walked the 50 yards or so across the road to a dimly lit large old building. We fought our way in through the doors and up a short flight of stairs. Mrs. Woods has taken the money and Harry Green has stamped our hands. We've ventured up another short flight of stairs and through the double doors. We're here. This is the Wigan Casino, the start of an era.
The radio station that breaks all the rules. Keep it loud. And we'll keep it up. Across the coast.
CNR Online.
Is standing still. Tonight, my love, I believe that we are the only two people in the world. Oh, by the way, did you bring your guitar?
All I want is moonlight, music, and you in my
all I need. historically, look at the fact of the influence that the Northern Soul tunes had on contemporary pop hits over the last 10, 15 years, anyway. I mean, acts like Soft Cell did Tainted Love, which was an old Gloria Jones song, and took it to number one.
Basically, remember this, that there's an influential force. You're talking about music that failed in the first place. It was saved by a generation of music fans, not by a generation of record executives.
Love. successful years, the Wigan Casino opened its doors for the very last time. The council had ordered the casino to close despite its popularity, leaving thousands of Northern Soul enthusiasts heartbroken.
And you have to you think, well,
right.
You have to be there, didn't you,
sure,
to
yeah.
experience it.
But it's still, it's stronger and bigger than ever now,
yeah.
Like everybody says, you know, even in Australia, Japan, etc. It's absolutely super.
Now, the three before Ace, I mean, they were the ones, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, I played, I always was looking for something at Wigan that was just specially for Wigan Casino, and I found this record called I'm On My Way, which is being played now. So I made that as the last record.
Yeah.
Then the next year, one called Time Will Pass You By, It's Hard to Break, so I put that as the second one, and then the year after that, Long After Tonight Is Our Lord, so it became known as the three last records before eight,
eight
or three
o'clock.
To eight,
yeah.
Three before eight, so it was brilliant.
Real music, 24 hours a day.
CNR Online.
Soul and still remains as important to the movement as the music itself. The dancing is highly energetic, fast-paced and often flamboyant.
The dancing is an expression of the music. It just comes from within. I always say, you know a record because A, it's the music, you know the lyrics, and you just glide for those 2.5, 3.5 minutes. You're just in a world of your own. Nothing matters. You're not bothered who's watching you. It's not a pretentious scene. You just dance for the love of the music.
You got
Because the Northern Soul scene revolved around the all-nighters, the Twisted Wheel was an all-nighter, the Torch in Stoke-on-Trent was an all-nighter, and of course Wigan Casino was an all-nighter, people wanted to dance all night, so there was a lot of use of speed, amphetamines, which kept people up all night and enabled them to dance and enjoy the music.
The main sort of drugs they took, Black Bombers, Green and Clears, Blueies, Dexys, which of course spawned Dexys Midnight Runners with Kevin Rowland. It was a nocturnal amphetamine sulfate scene who thrived on it.
Yeah. first night of my life was December the 6th, 1980. That was the very last night. And nobody wanted to leave the place. And I played, we used to play three records. It's the last three records every night. I played them three times each and nobody would move. They were all just clapping their hands, going, no, 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 etc. And I played a different record called Do I Love You? Because I just... Tears were just pouring down. These were all your friends, you know. It's been nearly 9 years of your life coming here 3 days a week, every Saturday, you know. All these people you'd never see again. Everybody was in tears. And I just played that. They got my records together and I just ran out on the side, got in my car, cried my eyes out, and I went to near Rivington, one of my favourite places, just parked up there. And
real music across the coast. Turn your volume up to 10. We'll be right back.
there was an underground scene, which I think that's what made it interesting for a lot of people, because it never got commercialised, but yet it was so popular. There's that many people involved with it.
Yeah.
And we tried to keep it underground. Yeah. Like, the first time ever they had the TV cameras in there, the lights come on, everybody moved to the side and came off the dance floor.
That's right.
They didn't like it, so they didn't want people to know about it, but yet everybody knew about it. And it's where it's been all these years, and I think that's what's kept it sort of captivated and made it more
unique.
It was
like being in an elite club, wasn't it? You know, if you went and that was it, and you meet people who went, you thought, yo, you're one of us.
And then and his family.
I love you. Let me live in the hour of all.
30 years to 1966 and the birthplace of Northern Soul, Manchester's legendary Twisted Wheel nightclub.
We had Junior Walker on down there, and even Tina Turner over there with her husband Ike.
In 1970, the Wheel closed down, and the Northern Soul scene switched to Blackpool.
N-R. Online.